Kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app. It's for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? Over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. Comes with a nutrition guide to help you stay on track. And all of this is only $10 a month. Special offer for deprogrammed listeners. Use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Program, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. Today's band is Sparks, and ladies and gentlemen, you've probably never heard of them, but I guarantee you somebody that you have heard of has been influenced by this band. We're gonna jump right in here, and I'm breaking format. Normally I go to whoever put the band on the board, but Chris, you're the OG, you're the vet here, so I want to go to you first. What is it about Sparks? Why is it that you had to be here, and how is it that we didn't know about them?
They've been playing music for over 50 years, and every band that has ever made music has probably heard of them and been influenced by it. Not every band, that's hyperbole, but a lot of bands. I've been listening to them since sometime in the probably early to mid 80s, on and off. They kind of fell off my radar, and I think they fall off everybody's radar. Obviously, if you haven't heard of them, they've never been on your radar. But all right, I forgot. What's the question? I'm rambling.
Well, what is so great about this band? Like, why? Like, how has a band put out so much music, and how have they flown under the radar for so long?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not sure how. I mean, they've never been played on like mainstream radio very much. I don't think they've done any like sold out stadium tours or anything like that. So I'm not sure why they're not more famous than they are, because their music is really amazing. It touches every kind of music from over the past 50 years. It's got, you know, British pop invasion songs. They've got disco songs. They've got 80s tunes. They've got grungish tunes. I mean, they've got it all. Mm. And they've evolved as music has evolved over 50 years. And I honestly don't know how they're not more famous. People just don't talk about it.
I personally feel like, I'm just kind of jumping in here because...
Please do.
I feel like they're kind of ahead of the curve so much that they kind of... They're not doing the popular thing when everybody else is doing it, and that kind of puts them outside of the norm, which is one of the things I loved about them.
Yeah, the norm, you say, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm stupid. So
that's why we love you.
Yes. So Peter, I think my timeline could be jacked here. I think you are the one who put them on the board. So walk me through it. What about Sparks grabs you? Like, why did you have to talk about them?
Well, I'll start with how I came about them. Everybody here knows that I'm a huge Mike Patton fan. Like, he's God tier to me. So at one point in time, I was just looking up like all the shit that he's done, like with like other artists and collaborations and stuff. And I saw that Faith No More did a re-recording of a song called This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us with a band called Sparks. And I was like, oh, I'll check this out. This sounds cool. And it sounded like something Faith No More would do. And I was like, oh, well, you know, Sparks, like, I've never heard of them, but, like, they're probably just some weird, some obscure band. Like, you know, I'm not going to worry about looking up the rest of their shit. And it wasn't until, like, I think the past year where I was like, what? I'm going to start looking up Sparks, see what they're all about. Because I heard that there's a documentary coming out about them made by Edgar Wright, who is a phenomenal filmmaker. And I started digging around and I was like, holy shit, these guys are fucking good. And I think that, like, I think the reason why most people haven't heard of them is that, like Jenny said, that they're just a few steps ahead of the curve of everybody else. So, like, the bigger artists get the attention, but also they have so much stuff that it's, like, hard to, like, encompass, like, okay, like, where do you start here? Or, like, how do I get into Sparks? And, like, that's something that I was hoping to try to solve on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it.
Yeah, it's definitely very intimidating to get into their discography.
Yes, they have put out a stupid amount of music.
Yeah, it's a lot.
25 albums since the 70s.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. So what made you hop on board, Jenny?
So I guess it was a few months ago. Peter messaged me kind of out of the blue and was like, hey, I saw you were listening to Sparks recently. And I was like, was I? I don't know. Like, because sometimes I just put Spotify Discover Weekly on and just let it roll. And it probably was just kind of playing in the background. But, you know, the fact that he recommended it to me, I was like, you know, we have a lot of music in common. So I went and looked them up and I listened to their most recent album. And I was like, man, this is pretty good. And that's when we started talking about, like, maybe this should be like a deprogrammed episode. But we didn't know how to tackle it because we both quickly realized that, like, you know, they've been around for forever. How do you pick from 25 albums? Yeah. So we kind of just talked about it a little bit, but I don't think we really, like, brought it up to you a whole lot until Chris mentioned it. And that's when it all kind of started coming together. But yeah, their newest album, I was like, man, this is phenomenal. But I don't think I really went back and listened to their older stuff because, again, it was so intimidating. Like, where do you start in all of this?
Yeah.
And it's not anybody that I'd heard of before. Like, I'm literally disappointed at all my friends who didn't tell me about them.
I was surprised that you hadn't heard of them, given how much you love, like, Devo. Yeah. I was very surprised when you were like, who are these guys?
I feel like this band has intentionally evaded me personally my entire life.
They're going to hear this and be like, shit, she found us.
Right. Because, well, I mean, it's
weird because, like, you never hear about them, like, you know, like, headlining Coachella or something like that. Like, you never hear their name anywhere.
Right.
Like,
right. Yeah.
Right. I'm into weird shit. Like, I'm, you know, I listen to Frank Zappa, and that's another one that, like, where the hell do you start with Frank Zappa?
Yeah. You know,
somehow I managed to get into that. You know, so I don't know how these guys, like, evaded me unless it was just a personal vendetta against me specifically.
Sparks so Zell.
That's right.
And, like, all the artists that they've influenced, like Beck, Kurt Cobain, Bjork, Susie and the Banshees, like, everybody, like, has talked about them, and it's like, how the hell have I not heard it before?
And,
like,
my most recent deprogram besides this one was Franz Ferdinand. And they did crossover episode. I mean, crossover album with
them. They did a whole album with them, yes.
Yeah. How did this get past me? I do not understand.
Exist out of time. Like, you don't think of them as, like, a 70s band or an 80s band. Like, they're always constantly reinventing themselves. So, like, I mean, to me, even just the way they look, they look like hipsters. Like, they don't look like, you know, like some 80s band past their prime trying to, like, you know, fit in with the cool kids. Like, they're really just doing their own thing all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they're just amazing. I'm just blown away.
And how they're not so huge. Like, I've heard of them. I've been a fan of them for, you know, 20, 30 years or whatever. And I didn't know that they came out with a new album in 2020. Until I did this podcast, until we started doing this list. I should have known about that, but I didn't. I don't know why. It's very strange.
They're just totally off the radar.
They are completely off the radar. And, you know, it bears repeating, like, I had never even heard the name Sparks, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I had no idea what to expect when pushing play, when we finally came across, you know, how we were going to tackle this. So what we decided to do essentially was singles. And, yo, 77 effing singles? What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Yo! I mean,
that's what you normally do for a discography. I mean,
yes.
That's actually more than what you usually do, isn't it?
I mean, it's in the neighborhood. You know, like, to me, 60 is a perfect number. But a lot of times people fight for more. And so, you know, 70-ish, somewhere between 70 and 80 is the mm-hmm. norm. So this is just their single 77.
And there's more than that. There's two or three that I couldn't find on Spotify to add to.
Jesus.
Excuse me, to add to the list.
Wow.
So this is the first time we've tackled it in this way. So using this as our framework, Chris, what was it like coming up with your 20 for this?
It was so hard.
Hey-o.
It was so hard. Freaking. I mean, my first run through, I forget what I said, was 40 something, I think.
Mm-hmm. We were both in that same neighborhood. Like, you were at 40 and I was at like 45.
And cutting out the last, getting from like 25 to 20 was torture, dropping those last five songs. It was very hard. I mean, I don't know how, like, I didn't really have a criteria for, like, should I cut this song? I would just listen to the playlist over and over again and be like, yeah, I really do like this song, but not quite as much as this other song. And that's how I cut out those last couple, two, three songs.
So what was it like putting your 20 for this one, Peter?
I was pretty surgical about it because for my goal with this episode, like, I want other people to get into this band. And I tried to trim down the songs that, like, I think that other people would enjoy that would be more accessible to them. And I tried to keep out, like, the really weird ones where they really go out there, even though I loved it. It's just like, at the end of the day here, we're going to have 10 songs and we're going to be presenting these 10 songs to people and saying, you should get into this band. And hopefully, you know, we do our jobs right here, because I think that they need to be talked about more.
Indeed. Yes. So, Jenny, I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Holy shit. It was a roller coaster of emotions. So I started, my first pass was like 45 out of that 70 or whatever, 75 or something like that. And even that was like difficult to say no to something. I think there was only like two songs that I was like, I don't care for this one. The other ones were like, So it came down to like, which ones absolutely would physically hurt me to not be there. That gave me like 11. Which is probably the highest that I've gotten so far with that. And then after that, it was just trying to like round it out with their different types of sounds. And then some of the ones that just made me happy, like some of my nominations, I don't give a shit if anybody else added them or not. I wanted to talk about them, you know, like it was actually kind of nice doing singles on this one because there was not as much pressure to avoid the singles like we usually do.
Fair. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Usually we're like, you know, this is the one that everybody's heard. No, nobody's heard any of
this. Nobody's heard this. Exactly. Yes.
So it was like, there was a lot of pressure off for that. I could just go with the ones that were like, fuck yeah, this song. Fuck yeah. And then I had to throw in some weird shit. Because that's what I like. I mean, like, all of their stuff is kind of weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So everything was just hitting my wheelhouse. But then I had to throw in some, like, extra weird shit, too. Just for funsies, you know.
Well,
Yeah.
Fun is, we did Me First in the Gimme Gimmies recently. And Fun was kind of the name there. Fun absolutely here again. I got a real sense of, like, theatrics. Like, there's a lot of, like, not quite like on a stage play type vibe, but very close. Like, I found myself drawn to those songs. And I mean, there's plenty of other, like, just flat out fun ones that I pulled in. There's plenty of ones that, you know, just grooved and I was like, I dig this. But I found myself really connecting to the ones that felt very theatrical. And I don't know if that is a theme for theirs just in general, like throughout the discography, or if it's just something that they latched onto for, you know, however many songs. But like well,
I think some of their stuff is kind of like in the same, I don't know if it's the right word, but it's kind of the same ballpark as Queen. Like, yes. I get theatrical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sense. Yeah. Absolutely. That's actually what I was going to say, is like there was some Queen vibes quite a few times. And, you know, I'm not aware of the timeline, so I don't know, you know, who influenced who, or if it was just kind of like, you know, simultaneous thinking
that kind of overlapped a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like I really enjoyed this band, and this wasn't even the deep dive, as we mentioned. This was just surface level. So with that, like I definitely found myself going surface level, like to make it easier on myself. Like you said, Jenny, like the pressure's off. Like these are all singles, so you can't really dance around it. You just kind of gotta go, you know. After my first pass, I think was like somewhere like 35, 36 or something. I'm not sure. I can't remember now. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, okay, let me listen to this. And then again, like 11 or 12, I'm like, I have to have these ones. Like, I have to. And then it's like, well, okay, now I just whittle down. And then I listened to the ones that you guys nominated as extras. And I'm like, okay, well, I need to take some of these. So like,
right.
I was like, well, damn.
I was actually going to ask, like, I know you've listened to some of the albums, but Justin and Peter, did you guys listen to any of the full albums in addition to the singles?
Yeah, I did. I listened to their first two albums, their most recent album, and which was it called? The one that has the number one song in Heaven on it. Mm-hmm. I think that was the name of the album.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't, but I think that, I don't know that I will, you know, I'm constantly.
You're always in the deprogrammed hole.
Right. Like forever. So like, I don't know that I'll ever like be able to do the deep dive, but, they're definitely on my radar now. I'll say that much. And I definitely plan on listening to at least an album. And funnily enough, Peter said number one in Heaven. I think that was the one that I was eyeballing. So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, with that, based on the conversation that we just had, Chris, how many do you think we are going to get unanimous?
I think it's going to be pretty low. I'm going to say four.
Okay. Four. That's respectable. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking, Peter?
I'm going to say three.
Ooh, three. Mm. Little prices right there. Mm-hmm. Jenny?
So we were watching the Edgar Wright, this is my favorite songs list or whatever, just going into this. And I was like, you know what? I'm thinking the number five was jumping out at me. I don't feel so good about that number now, but the other numbers that were my second and third choices are gone. So that's where I'm at.
Well, five was the number I was looking at. So you know what? I'm gonna way overshoot it. I'm gonna go super positive Justin over here. I'm gonna go seven.
Oh,
I'm gonna go
good
seven.
Number.
Yeah, I'm gonna
I like that number. Seven. Seven's my favorite number.
And that will be for the Raise Energy final say. And with that being said, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. We have combed through 77 frickin' Sparks singles, ladies and gentlemen. 77 singles. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? 77 singles that we have plucked, 20 songs that we are now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you. which you have undoubtedly never heard of Sparks. So we're going to try to get you into them. Unless, of course, you have heard of Sparks, then please feel free to argue with us. And yes. I'm going here, number one. I don't know that this... It may have been my favorite song. I have to start here because of the title. I have to start here because of the hook. I have to start here because it's kind of... It kind of encapsulates that theatrical feeling that I was talking about. I have to start here because it could very easily be a motto for Legion of Stupid. Mm-hmm. Dick around.
Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I put in my notes. I just said, that's us.
It's exactly yes. fucking
yes.
us.
Yes. Oh. And for the record, that was going to be my first pick also, for all the same reasons.
It's so fucking us. Are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. What the fuck? This is great. I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I mean,
every night.
I mean, eventually yep. it does, but like they stick to this, like they go, no, just stay with us here. And I think in almost any other song or any other band, they're going to lose me for doing that. But the fact that they said, all I do is dick around, it's like, okay, yes. sure, I'm go ahead.
It's the perfect balance of taking it so seriously, but not at all at the same time.
Oh, it's great.
And it's one of the many things that I love, and it's a theme that recurs in my list often.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about a lot of their stuff is, you know, the music is so, you know, powerful or strong or serious, and they have the weirdest fucked up lyrics.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I've been watching live performance of them, and the singer, like, you know, he's a rock singer. He's all over the place doing his thing. But his brother, the keyboard player, he just stares at the crowd like he's like, you know, like,
he looks like
insulted to be playing. Yeah. Like, doesn't move or anything. He's just like bothered to be there.
God, it makes me so happy that this was unanimous.
Yeah.
We're a minute and a half in, and it's like I'm tempted to get to the part, but we can't hang out here forever.
They just need to listen to it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. All right. We got one. All right. Chris, where are you starting?
I'm going to start with the first Sparks song I ever heard, Do Re Mi, which is one that I added.
I do not have it.
Oh, man. Now I feel bad because no, I don't.
Negative.
Oh.
It's okay.
Soul crushing. Soul crushing. Let's get a little taste of it, though, so people can know what they missed.
I really liked it. There, anything from the 70s, I think, for me, like, that was my favorite era.
Very difficult when, like I said, I already had 12 that I'm like, I have to have these.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right, Peter.
I'm gonna go with the first one that I heard that I mentioned earlier. This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Yes.
No.
Yep. Okay. Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. I thought that was going to be unanimous.
No, I don't have it.
The fuck?
But it's in three. I mean, let me make sure. No. Mm.
So there's two versions. There's the original version, which was actually a hit in the UK. And then there's the re-recorded version with Faith No More. And I kind of side with the Faith No More version because it's got a little bit more oomph to it, but also because the lyrics kind of work better as a duet.
Mm-hmm. It, you know what? That's a very good point. I had put the original, just because I tend to like the originals more. But, you know, it like listening to it, it didn't surprise me at all that Mike Patton was on it, because it might as well be like a Mr. Bungle song.
Yeah.
You know? So I think with that, I would side with the duet version.
All right. So we'll come back to that. All right. Jenny, can you get us out of the slump?
Oh, probably not. It's fine. So after I listened to a few singles, I was like, I want to listen to, I had very lofty goals at the beginning. I was like, I'm going to listen to all the albums before we do the show. Let me start at the beginning. And I played their self-titled debut album. And when I heard Wonder Girl, that was when I was like, why have I never fucking heard this band? Mm-hmm. That was when I made the post on Facebook. I hate everyone for not telling me about this. So I'm starting with Wonder Girl.
I got it.
Yep,
I got it.
Hey!
Whoa!
Hey! All right. So that ended up being the first song in the playlist. And initially, I kept it around. I was like, oh, shit, I see some promise with this fucking band. Like, right off the jump, I was like, mm-hmm. I see some promise here. And I was worried that it was going to end up getting dumped. And then when I came back to do my next cuts, I'm like, nah, I think this is important. Like, this is where they started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they had that going from the...
Yeah. Yeah, they just had a very, like, T-Rex kind of sound at the beginning. I went to my other friend, Justin, and I know he's a big David Bowie fan, and I was like, listen to this album right here. And he was messaging me as he's listening to it, like, also, why the fuck have I never listened to them before?
So bizarre. It is. Yeah. It is bizarre that, like, I don't know, man. I've heard of so many fucking bands. How is this a thing?
Yeah.
All right. So we're back to me, huh? All right. I'm going to start here. Kind of like a spacey vibe here. Tryouts for the human race.
Sorry.
Oh.
No.
Big.
That was late. It was a late cut.
Yeah.
That was a hard one.
Big offer.
Remember when I said I had like one left
uh-huh.
at the end? It was between that and another one from the same album, oh. and I went the other way.
Let's get a little taste of it. Oh. Again, it does kind of take a second to get there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them do, yeah.
I want to get to the... Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
God,
this is fucking good. All right, Chris.
I wonder how many people have heard Spark songs, like on the radio or something.
Well, that's
and
what
thought it was like Styx or oh, that must be a Queen song or
yeah.
you know stuff yeah. like that.
There was a couple of them that I was like, if I hadn't been paying attention, I would have thought it was Pet Shop Boys or Franz mm-hmm. Ferdinand or.
Mm-hmm.
Any number of other people.
All right. That'll speaking of Franz Ferdinand, that'll give me my next pick. Police Encounters.
Oh man.
No, I didn't pick that.
No.
Nope.
No. That's all right.
I loved it. I love that entire album.
That's a really good album.
And that was the one I was like, I need to get Haley into this.
Yeah.
How do I get her hooked on Sparks? Oh, the Franz Ferdinand
album. Spark album. Yeah.
That's the great thing about them is that they're so diverse and they have like so many different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
You can, like, this is the album for you, sir.
You know,
this is the one for you, ma'am.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I expected to hate that record or, you know, we have three songs represented from it. I expected to hate it or for that to be the line where, okay, I'm out now. Nah, man. I was like, all three of them made it through my first pass. And I was like, well, shit. I kept looking for the easy cuts.
Yes.
This was definitely not it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peter?
Let's see. my next favorite song, when I was listening to it, I was like, how is this not a hit? It's got Jane Wiedlin on it. It's called Cool Place.
I don't have
that. Oh!
I don't think I have that one.
Oh.
If I had to guess, that one would have been like one of my last five-ish that got caught out. One of the ones where it's like you don't really have a reason. It's just like, well, something's got to go.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this was difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I've got like at least one from every album. And in this one, it's like there's many albums that I just didn't even get at all.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I honestly don't remember why. Like I said, I think I just cut it because I needed something to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is this not a hit?
I do really like that song. Yeah.
Oh my god. Again, I like doing this.
Did I not keep that one? I could have sworn I kept that one. I didn't. No, I didn't. Shit.
I love doing this to myself because it's like, man, it feels so bad. All right.
So admittedly, I did not like that one when I first heard it, but like it grew on me. And there was a lot of songs like that as I listened to the list. I'd be like, how did I pass this one? And then I look at the list and I'm like, I can't add anymore. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yep. All right, Jenny.
All right. Oh my God, where do I want to go next? Oh, you know what? I'm going to go with this one. I feel like it's going to be a miss and I don't even care. I predict.
Nope.
It had a Weird Al Originals type of vibe to me. Mm-hmm. Like it was just really stupid and fun, and I loved it.
There's definitely a point, and maybe we'll get there eventually. I can't remember if I kept the song, but there was a song that definitely made me think of Weird Al, Traffic Jam. It wasn't this one.
Mm.
I'm willing to bet Weird Al knows these guys.
Yeah.
He's in the dock.
Oh, he is.
There we go.
Yep.
Of course. Of fucking course he is. All right. So that was Jenny, so we're back around to me, huh? All right, I'm just going to go right down my list here. Next one in line. I had to have this one. When do I get to sing My Way?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
I figured that one was going to be a unanimous one.
I feel like this
such is a good song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the first time we've forayed into quote unquote serious for them, but, it's so fucking good. Where is it here? There it is.
But even when they're serious, they're not.
Right, exactly.
There's always like a wink. There's an edge to it.
Mm-hmm. And this is one you would hear and be like, oh, is this Pet Shop Boys?
Yes, it's exactly it. This whole album was kind of like that to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like Peter had said something about this song in the chat. And so when it came up, I was like, oh, I should pay attention to this song. And like, we've mentioned this a couple times now. Like it starts slow, but then it mm-hmm. hits this and I'm like, okay, I'm still paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get to the thing. Cause the second it hits the hook, I'm like, oh, yep.
That's it.
Here we go. Come on. Come on.
My theme song.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Great. Just great. Wow. All right. So we got three.
Yeah. And that song, it's like so 80s.
Yeah.
That album came out in 1994.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
And that's why it was not like a top 40 hit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, because
the world was done with that at that point.
Yep. So worst case scenario, Peter, at this point, you get the final say. So we'll see where we go from here. Yeah, Chris, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go with something because, as I mentioned, I hadn't heard their new album before we started doing this. So I'm going to pick one off of the new album. Please Don't Fuck Up My World.
Oh, motherfucker.
I got it.
Okay.
I thought that one might have been a unanimous one. Okay.
That recent album, I mean, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, you expect somebody who's around for 50 years, you don't expect them to be like that good still.
Mm-hmm.
And they just killed it.
I had that one, and I'll put spoilers. I had that one until I listened to the ones that you guys added in. So it got bumped out by one of the extras.
And it wasn't mine.
All right. Peter.
Young Girls.
Oh man.
No. I had it and I cut it because the last time I was on Deep or I was talking about a Young Girls song and was it Deprogrammed? It was, yes. The midget song from the Aquabats.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all were like, yeah, I would have had it, but it's a little problematic. And that's why I cut Young Girls.
Honestly, that was the edge for me, you know, like.
I love that song, though. And I wanted to keep it on my list, but I didn't. Because I figured nobody else would have it because it was slightly problematic.
Yeah. I hate that enters my mind, but like anytime there's a song called Young Girls or some variation thereof, I'm always going to go,
Right.
I don't know.
Because that could be what turns them off of the band.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yep. But to reiterate, it is a great song.
Yeah.
Just
I love that song. Yeah. I love it.
All right. Duh. Where is
I didn't pick it for its lyrics. I picked it because it was yacht rock before there was yacht rock.
It's fucking great. Listen to that. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. But I did breathe a sigh of relief that it was called Young Girls. I was like, oh, here's an easy cut.
Exactly.
You take whatever ones you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes you just have to cut it because it's too long. That's it.
Yeah, that happens too, yeah, for sure. Although I will, admittedly, it did not happen with this band for me. Like, the long songs, normally that would, but that did not come into play at all with this band for me. All right, Jenny?
God, I have so many favorites in this list. I don't know where to go next. Oh, God, it's so fucking stupid. From the new album, The Mower of Lawns.
I do not have that one.
I don't have that one.
I don't care. It's so fucking stupid. And I wanted to get rid of it because, like, my comment on it is, it's so fucking stupid, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
He's singing about his lawnmower.
I mean, I seriously almost kept it, and it absolutely spawned like a couple weeks ago. I said, "Hey, let's do
the playlist."
Yeah, but I was "Oh man, I don't know."
I had that song in my head all day, and then you said that about the playlist game, and I'm like, "Motherfucker, you too, huh?"
All right, back to me, huh? Well, shit, my next one is still there, so I'm gonna go here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. That's a bummer. Because this. Come the fuck on. Are you kidding? Like, God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, immediately. Right in the fucking face. Oh.
He's got a unique voice.
Indeed.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Chris.
That was part of their problem when they were coming up, like early on when they were in LA.
Oh, just too
the voice. People just couldn't get behind it.
Also, it's fucking crazy that they're from LA, because listening to them, like, I was like, oh, this is some weird British band or something.
Well, no, they moved to England.
Yeah. But they have a very British sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was also floored that they were American.
Yes.
I also wouldn't have been surprised if they were like Danish or German.
Yeah.
Or like, definitely got some of those vibes too.
Yeah, no, very early in their career, they went to England and changed a lot of the way they sound, which is probably why they sound British.
Mm-hmm. All right, so good morning. Right. It's your turn, Chris.
I'm gonna shoot for a unanimous Lighten Up Morrissey.
Yes.
Yeah.
had to.
I mean, just the title.
Oh, it's so good.
That was one of those that, like, I listened to it harder because of the title, and then mm-hmm. the lyrics sold me on it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And I almost cut it a few times, and in the last two, I'm like, all right, well, let me play this, but it doesn't grab you. It takes a minute.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But come on, man. The name of the song's Lighten Up Morrissey.
It's so good. It's so good.
Because you know what? Morrissey should lighten the fuck up.
He should lighten the fuck up. He'd sell a lot more records.
Oh, my God. All right. We're right there, though, at 4. So that...
I don't know. I feel like Chris has got this one. I don't...
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, who knows at this point?
I'm not sure I got anything else that I'm like, oh yeah, everyone will have this one. I don't know. We'll see.
We will. Peter.
I'm gonna go with one of the ones that I added, and I just feel like lyrically, like, this just kind of sums up their career. All That.
Yes.
From the new album.
I got
yes.
it.
Yes.
I do not.
All right, so we got 3.
Sorry.
No. 3s are good if we need them.
It's a magic number.
Like if this doesn't play at the end of their documentary, I'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
I can't wait to see that fucking doc.
All right, let's see. I need 1 and 2, 3. Oh yes, it is. All right, and Jenny.
Oh, my turn. I'm going to go with Angst in My Pants.
Yes.
Oh, nope. Sorry.
I can't. Oh. I thought for sure that was a Justin jam.
That was one of the ones where I was like, this one might get us.
It mm-hmm. was. It definitely made my first pass. I don't know. I don't remember what my reasoning was for cutting it other than I got to get to 20. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
It's
all
tough.
Right.
I'm just mad at you.
Do you have angst in your pants?
So angst. Maybe I should just take my pants off.
Hey-o. That's what you get for wearing pants.
That's right. Right.
I am gonna skip down my list here, and I think I'm gonna go here. Looks.
Yeah.
I got it.
No.
Okay. We got three. Let's see. Justin, Peter, Chris. Peter, Chris, mask. All right. Chris.
All right. That left me up near the top, so I'll pick something from the top. Something for the Girl with Everything.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh!
This is
God, that's also that another one that they re-recorded with Faith No More.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Well, that one wasn't a single.
Huh. No, I mean, I just, in general, I missed that. I didn't hear it. I've never heard it. I'll have to go back and listen for that.
It's on that same album.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peter.
All right. Edith Piaf said it better.
Damn it.
Nope.
No.
It's so good.
That was a hard cut.
That was like definitely my top 25. Like it was one of the ones I was considering at the last minute. I was like, I just don't know.
Because you never know.
That was really hard to cut.
I think I was afraid that it would go over some people's heads. Like, the, you know, people, mm-hmm. if people don't know who Sparks are they going to know who Edith Piaf is?
Piaf.
It's a Piaf.
We're just dicking around here. I mean,
right? I'm a Piaf.
It's true. Oh, God, it hurts. All right, so that was Peter. Jenny, you are up.
Oh, I don't know what I want to do. Okay, so this one was a little repetitive, which sometimes turns me off, but I loved the sound of it. I loved the energy. I love the message. Waterproof.
Nope.
Thought that would be a miss. I don't care. It was. It had like the water off a duck's back mm-hmm. kind of message to it that I just absolutely loved. He's like, you know what? Everything sucks. I don't care. Yeah. I'm good. Good.
Mm-hmm. Is it? You gotta stop playing because they're all hard.
Yes.
I say like the last five or so were hard cuts, but it, honestly, every single one was hard. I wanted to just do 70 songs.
All right.
So I don't think there's any of the singles that I hate.
Huh? I'll take a weird one here. I think. How about Suburban Homeboy?
Yeah.
I got it.
I got it.
Oh!
Hey.
Oh!
Was that unanimous?
Yes.
That was one of the other ones I thought, well, this one Holy might shit. Be. This one might be.
I thought I would be the only one.
No. I knew you would have this song, Jen.
Wow, okay.
I knew it.
I just love the presentation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, when you listen to this, this was a fucking single, y'all. Like, fucking good on you. Mm-hmm. Fucking wonderful.
Well, when I was listening to this chronologically, like, they had been doing, like, the 80s new wave sound for a while, and then, like, they got here and, like, decided to change it up a bit. And every so often, like, they reinvent themselves, and it's always a fucking knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just a suburban homeboy. Fucking wonderful.
Yep.
God, that makes me happy.
They're fucking brilliant.
That's such a good song.
All right. Chris.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nope.
No, I don't either. Mm. All right. Well, chances are it's dead in the water because it only gets the two.
It's all right.
All right, Peter.
I only have a few left. Number one song in heaven.
Oh.
Yep.
Nope.
No.
Damn it.
And the reason I cut it is because that's the one song where I'm like, this is the one people may have heard of. So I cut it.
This is the one that I chose over Tryouts for the Human Race.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have as much of a slow burn at the beginning, and mm-hmm, and it was so goddamn catchy. Like, I would find myself like just kind of singing it just constantly when Lawnmower wasn't stuck in my head anyway.
I gotta tell you, like, I had it basically the same, like, up against Tryouts, and I went with Tryouts, as we know. Mm-hmm. So all right, Jenny?
Oh, my turn. I'm sitting on my nominations right here. I nominated three. You know what? I gotta go with Tits.
Yeah.
I don't nope. have it. Nope.
I do. Right.
That was another late cut.
Oh, Peter had it though. Good.
I have Tits.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Listen to this. I did the stupidest fucking thing earlier. I wanted to look at the lyrics. And normally I just Google the name of the song because
yeah,
this town ain't big enough for the both of us. You get mm-hmm. the song. Uh-huh. Well, I Googled Tits.
How long did you spend on Pornhub?
Yeah, seriously.
25 fucking minutes.
There you go. Oh, yeah. I was looking up song lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Sooner or later, one of these chicks is going to sing this song.
Yeah.
She had angst in her pants.
It's true.
I'm a sucker for a story song, and when I listened to this album,
yeah,
like, this has got to be one of my nominations. Holy, I mean, just the name alone, I was just like, oh, that'll get people's attention.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seriously. All right. How about, I love this one too. At home, at work, at play.
Yes.
No.
Was that
two? Okay. Bummer.
I didn't want to pick that. Something about it, I was just like, I don't know. It felt too close to my other pick from that album, but
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was just, it was so good.
I couldn't get away from it. I mm-hmm. kept coming back to it. I'm like, yeah, but like, listen to it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Chris.
Well, since we talked about Pornhub, let's go with Eaten by the Monster of Love.
No.
No.
No. No. Okay.
No. Right. Peter?
Speaking of Pornhub, all you ever think about is sex?
Yes. That was my alternative go-to for that joke.
Yes.
Oh, no. Damn it. No.
Oh, God.
I thought I did. It must have been one of the last ones. All right. It's got three, though. All right. Jenny?
Speaking of Pornhub, falling in love with myself again.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sorry.
That was my weird pick. I couldn't not put the waltzy
mm-hmm.
fucking, like, and I feel like it's the kind of song that I'm going to listen to at different times of my life, you know, now that I'm like in my 40s, and get a different meaning from it each time I listen to it.
Yeah.
So I loved it. I couldn't not nominate that one.
You guys may be wondering why I didn't have All You Think About Is Sex. And I got to tell you, it's because I'm more than a sex machine.
Nope. Oh.
No, sorry.
I'm just a sex machine.
I'm just a sex machine. All right, Chris.
My fucking playlist went away.
Oh, no.
My Spotify just started playing random ads. I must have hit play on something.
I've got eight left, so maybe we do like one more round and dump out.
All right.
I've only got three left.
Yeah, I've got two left.
I've got a little more than that. All right, let me see. We did that one. Let's go with Self-Effacing.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right, Peter.
Perfume.
Oh
no,
no.
That was one of my favorite albums. It's one of the ones I'm probably going to listen to quite often.
All right, and Jenny.
I guess I have to say, because this is our last real round, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do my other nomination, High C.
No, sorry.
Nope.
That's
great
fine.
Song.
That's
great
fine.
Song.
That I felt like that first album on our list was so underrepresented that I really wanted to try to find a song mm-hmm. from that early album. And that was, oh God, it was just so good. And it was like, it kind of had some like early Pink Floyd kind of vibes to it that I loved. So, yep.
All right. So I'm just going to dump out here right at the top. Please, Baby, Please.
No.
Nope.
No.
Call Girl.
No.
No. What the Hell Is It This Time?
Nope.
No. Nope.
I Wish You Were Fun.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
No, but.
Oh.
Is this a personal attack?
Sorry, guys.
God, Peter.
God damn it, Peter.
Fun.
I wish you were fun.
We're just racing to that one. Over the Summer.
Oh.
All right. Pretending to be drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Okay.
It did sound like the DuckTales theme, though.
It doesn't it?
Yes. I want to do a mashup of it. I want to put like the DuckTales intro cartoon over that song.
Like, I was listening to it. I was like, wait. That's fucking DuckTales. And I looked up the dates. I was like, that's before DuckTales. DuckTales ripped off Sparks.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I want it to be covered and be pretending to be ducks instead of pretending to be drunk.
Let's see. Pretending to be drunk. Girl from Germany.
Nope.
Amateur Hour.
Nope.
No. That was, that was a close right. one.
And that clears me out. I am officially out.
Oh, let's see. What do we got left? I don't have a lot left yet because you picked two that I had in your dump out there. Let's see. Did that one. Hippopotamus?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And that's it for me.
Oh. All right. Peter?
I'm out.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Jenny, just for funds?
Just a swing and a miss. Johnny Delusional, the only one that hasn't been mentioned yet.
Ah. There we go. Ooh. All right. So. Dun, 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 dun. Jenny, you have won the Raise Energy Final Say. Repsports.com. Use promo code STUPID. You get 15% off. Yeah, yeah, you've got to make a decision. It's all on your shoulders. We got five through unanimous. Dick Around, Lighten Up Morrissey, Suburban Homeboy, When Do I Get to Sing My Way, and Wonder Girl are in. All right, and so let's look at the convo here. And how many threes do we got here? One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8. So I think the twos are out at this point. Unless anybody,
I don't have anything that I want to, that I need to
Madonna
fight about or.
Yeah, I want to take.
Don't fuck up my world. No, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight this week. I didn't have enough to drink.
I'm going to take out the twos just so I can see what this thing looks like.
I'm going to switch to my walk around. I'll be back in half a second.
Alrighty. All right. I think that gets us to 8 that we need to get down to 5. So we've got All You Ever Think About Is Sex, Angst in My Pants, I Wish You Were Fun, Looks, 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 Pretending to Be Drunk, Something for the Girl with Everything, This Town Ain't Big Enough for Both of Us, and it's actually 7 because I put 2. I put the Faith No More version there too and all that. So is there one of those, Peter, that you feel like at this point, like it should have been unanimous? Let's get it.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Fuck yeah, that's the right answer.
All right, and so you guys have both made the case for the version with Faith No More. Do you still stand by that?
100%.
I agree with that as well.
Okay, so let's do that then. 2. So I was the holdout there. Gladly put that one through. That gives us 6. All right. Is there one at this point for you, Chris, where you're like, yeah, it's had a great run, but it can go?
I think I was switching over when you switched off some songs. What do we got?
So we have All You Ever Think About Is Sex, Angst in My Pants, I Wish You Were Fun, Looks, 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 Pretending to Be Drunk, Something for the Girl with Everything, and all that.
Well, I didn't pick all that, so I could live without that.
Damn. Wait a minute.
Isn't that how we play?
If I get final say, I'm going to tell Chris to fuck off and put that song on the list.
So the reality is, here's the reality, is that there really isn't a rule to the final say. You can pick. I prefer it if it's a song that's still alive, but it doesn't have to be. So keep that in your back pocket. All right.
Oh damn.
So we need three more. Is there one that you're looking at, Jenny, that it's at that same argument? It's had a great run, but let's get rid of it.
Can you play a little bit of Looks, Looks, Looks?
I sure can.
Because that's one that's not even like coming to mind. Is like, I usually listen to it on shuffle, and I must have like kind of not hit that one enough.
I'm telling you now, this isn't going to help.
Not going to help.
I'm surprised you didn't have this one.
Come on.
Yeah. Why did I even ask?
Seriously? Yeah. Yeah.
Because we've got six. I think out of this list, I would like to get rid of Pretending to be Drunk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's lose Pretending to be Drunk. I do feel like of the ones that are left, that probably makes the most sense to lose. All right. So now we're down to five. We still need four. Well, we still need three, and then Jenny's final say. Chris, is there one at this point that you need? All you ever think about is Sex, Angst in My Pants, I Wish You Were Fun, Looks, 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 Something for the Girl with Everything.
Oh, God damn it. See, this is where I can't pick.
I know.
Because they're all too fucking good. All right, out of all those, I have to go with Looks, Looks, Looks. I just love how different it is.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I fucking love it.
I love how different that song is from everything else.
That whole album was kind of a tough one for me because I liked everything on it. But then when I heard Tits,
yeah.
I had to have them. Had to have Tits.
Gotta have Tits.
Gotta have Tits.
So the other ones kind of fell by the wayside because that's kind of how this ended up working. It's like, there was a few albums that had two songs, but most of them only had one.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it easier to cut. So
yeah. Because there's so many freaking albums. I don't even think I got one off of every album. I think there's at least one or two albums that I don't have any on.
I think it's impossible because there's 25 albums and we choose 20 songs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put my vote behind All You Ever Think About Is Sex because I was the odd man out there. And that gets That gets us to eight.
Okay.
I mean, I'll play a little bit of it, but I know it. Okay. It was definitely on my radar.
But now the people can hear it.
Uh-huh. So we still need to, how many do we need to lose?
We've got,
we need to lose one.
We've got three left, and we need one more. And then Jenny gets the final say.
So, I'm counting. Oh, wait. Is all that still on the list or not?
It's not. I just didn't delete it. Because just in case you wanted to
bring it back. I could live without Angst in My Pants.
Okay.
And bring it back.
In real life or the song?
Both, actually. I have enough angst in my pants all week long. I could live without it.
All right, so
I don't know if that's gonna make it a whole lot easier, but
I mean, at least it's something. So the final three here that we need to get to one. I Wish You Were Fun, Something for the Girl with Everything, All That. Anything jumping out at anybody?
All That.
I love all three of these songs so much. I can't say the word. Can't say it. Somebody else choose.
Where are you at with this? These three, Chris?
Which was something for the girl with everything. What are the other two?
I wish you were fun and
I
all that.
I wish you were fun. God damn it. God damn it. Can you play some of all that?
I sure can. As a matter of fact, I was ahead of you.
Fuck.
Such a beautiful song.
That's right. Fuck, how did this not even make my list? God damn it. This one was so freaking hard, you guys. It was torture.
Truly.
Something for the girl with everything.
All right.
If it was between that and I Wish You Were Fun, I got to go with I Would Lose.
Yeah. That's
Something for the Girl with Everything.
That's what I wanted to say.
I love I Wish You Were Fun so goddamn much.
I love Something for the Girl with Everything, but I feel like that sound is already represented in the list.
All right. So let's lose that.
Oh, God. It hurt me to say that out loud. Because I fucking love that song. I opened my mouth to say the words, and I could not make myself say it.
Yeah, make me do it. Thanks.
It's exactly right.
So are we taking I Wish You Were Fun or All That as number 9? Because we just made it really hard. I mean, this whole thing has been that.
Yeah.
So
I'm still throwing all my weight behind All That.
I like All That.
I kind of want to do the thing that never helps. Where is it?
Play it.
Yeah.
Do it.
It never fucking helps, but
do it.
Where the fuck is it? Of course, I've probably scrolled past it like 4 times at this point.
Near the bottom of my list, if that helps.
There it is. I wish you were fun. God damn it. God damn it. Nope, this doesn't help.
Sorry.
Wait, don't we have 2 left?
We do, but one of them's yours.
Well, then both of them.
Okay. That does make it infinitely easier. Okay. Let's see. I Wish You Were Fun and All That. All That. 4 and I Wish You Were Fun. 4. And then that gives us, and it ain't over yet, that gives us our 10. All You Ever Think About Is Sex, Dick Around, I Wish You Were Fun, Lighten Up Morrissey, Looks, 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 Suburban Homeboy, This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, and we've gone with the Faith No More version, When Do I Get to Sing My Way, Wonder Girl, and All That. Okay, Chris.
That's an amazing fucking list.
Of those 10, though, you get 1 song to turn somebody on.
Fucking A. Oh, God damn it.
It's so tough because, like, it might be different for each person.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I've told somebody specifically, listen to This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us.
Right.
But I might not tell somebody else the same song.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did you say Suburban Homeboy?
No? Yeah, it's one of the 10.
That's one of the 10, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
That's Peter? My one.
Peter?
I would say This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us.
Jenny?
You know what? Just to be contrary. Not just to be contrary. I love this song so much. Dick Around.
Dick Around's a great song.
I was going to say Dick Around. I mean,
if you don't fall in love with this band from that song.
Yeah. I was going to say it, but I wanted to leave it for somebody else.
Yeah. 1000%. Like, I mean, yes, us, because what the fuck do we do? But
right.
We dick around. But like, also just holy shit. Here, let's come on.
Yeah.
Seriously. Are you kidding?
I'm down with that for being number
like,
one.
If you listen to that song and you're not like, I want to hear more of this band.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
I say we put that as number one, but let's listen to a little bit of This Town Ain't Big Enough, because we never did.
That's true.
That's also true. Let me see if I got that's the... Is this the right
didn't
one?
Didn't we? Oh.
No.
Okay.
It was a three.
I think I got the wrong version up at the top. Where's the other one? This town.
It's on plagiarism.
There we go. I'm looking like back at this list. I'm like, man, all these songs, and they're great, and they didn't make it.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yes.
So fucking good.
See, does it work better as like a duet?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get this back in here real quick. Dick Around is our number one with a bullet. All You Ever Think About Is Sex, I Wish You Were Fun, Lighten Up Morrissey, Looks, 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 Suburban Homeboy, This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, When Do I Get to Sing My Way, Wonder Girl, and All That. That is a hell of a 10.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's let it breathe for a second. The intensity. Just fucking wonderful.
God damn it. It's such a good song.
Just fucking wonderful.
We've said similar things about The Frogs, where it's like, this song has no business being this good.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, the song is called Dick Around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fucking opera.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's about dicking around. Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's just masterful.
It is wonderful. It is truly, truly wonderful. Just outstanding. We have done it. We have created a top 10 starter kit for you to get into Sparks. So, yay us, number one.
Indeed.
And yay you, number two, because now you got something to listen to. You like listening to things, obviously. You're here. How about going to patreon.com/ohhijustin? One American dollar a month gets you in and gets you a ton of fucking content, including daily content, the Oh Hi Justin Pod, which is oftentimes just a brain dump, but it's sometimes makes you think. Sometimes. Never. It never makes you think. I'm just saying, it is me spouting off. If you like me, you'll like the show. But you also get this show deprogrammed before the rest of the world, off a bunch of other of my pods before the rest of the world. It's only a dollar a month. If that's too much, I understand. Just come join the Discord. Come dick around with us in the Discord. It's literally all we do there is dick around. So
especially on Tuesdays.
Tuesday is definitely dick around night.
So come dick around with us. We'd love to have you. It's if you can search it, it's Legion of Stupid. If you can't, ask for a link and we will get you a link. Come in, come play. It'll be good times. Promise. And hey, by the way, there are extra bonus things in the Discord if you become a patron of either Mouthy Broadcast or Oh Hi Justin. So check those damn things out. We're obviously a podcast. You're listening to us on some sort of podcast platform. You can subscribe, rate, and comment. They tell me that the algorithm is better when those things. I don't believe them, but we'll see. So let's try it out. Let's see it. Let's see if it works. If you comment, and let's see if it elevates the show. But to me, the absolute best way to help the show is by telling a friend, hey, I listen to Deprogrammed. You should too. Would love for you to do that. Also, you can follow me on the Twitter machine at The Hulkster. And also, listen to Bell and Dubs. Season 3 is on its way, and we've been hard at work writing ridiculousness for you, and you're going to love it. It's stupid, just like us, and all we did was dick around writing 12 episodes. So I'm going to say dick around as many times as possible. With that being said, Sparks, learning and loving people. We'll see you next week. Bye.